Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we celebrate, if you want to use that word in connection with it, National Day of Prayer here in the United States. I always have mixed feelings about that, and that often shocks people to even hear me say that. I believe every day ought to be a national day of prayer for God's people. And I understand there's precedent throughout Scripture of a call for a sacred assembly, for a gathering on a national level of prayer and repentance, of seeking God. But as with many things in our culture, we tend to like to schedule things. And for me, it's great that an emphasis can be put on prayer. And my prayer always is that with this National Day of Prayer, that it will inspire and encourage people to be more consistent in their prayer life and their lifestyle of prayer throughout the year. But I know there are some that it simply becomes an annual observance and they go back to life as normal. And so it gives the appearance at times of a show. And I'm not doubting the integrity or the motives of those that plan it. We can plan things with the most pure motives ever. And how people use what we plan is not under our control. But regardless of all that, it is a good day to pause and remember and to cry out to God on behalf of our nation. And today's theme deals with, Lord, pour out your life, your love, your liberty. And as I consider what that means, I think the key element is, Lord, pour out your. We can define love, we can define life, we can define liberty according to what we want, according to how we like to see it, but is that God's love? Is it His life? Is it His version of liberty? You see, today, as we continue through the focus this week on pressing on, today's specific topic is pressing on according to instruction. Again, it's back to allowing God's Word to define terms for us. But more importantly, to allow God's Word to define our practice of how we live. Paul writes, and he encourages people to follow his example, but to follow also the example of those who live according to the instructions of God's Word. To take note of those who live as godly examples. You see, pressing on is something that God's desire for us as He calls us to faithfulness. But it's not the any path works kind of pressing on. God's will is that we would press on according to the instructions found in His Word, according to the teachings that He's given us. You see, when we press on in that way, we become one of those examples that Paul talks about. We become one that others can look at and see how to live in the midst of whatever circumstances we go through. You see, when things are going well and we're all excited about life, do we honor God? Do we work in a way that He is seen in us? Because people are watching. When life falls apart, or it feels like life falls apart, do we honor God? Because people are watching. And when we set an example of pressing on according to God's instructions, we become a witness. We offer hope to others. When they see our struggle and are aware of our struggle and realize that we don't give up, that even when we stumble, even when our steps falter a bit, we keep our eyes on Jesus. And we do what He says, whether it's easy or whether it's difficult. You see, pressing on according to instruction says, I'm going to be a student of God's Word. I'm going to pay attention to those around me who are students of God's Word and who share God's Word and who live God's Word. I'm not only going to learn the book knowledge from studying God's Word, I'm going to learn the application by watching examples of faithful people. You see, it's one thing to study, to fill your head with knowledge, to have all of the facts and information. But those rarely do us a lot of good until we use it. We put it into practice. We allow it to change our life. We can have the knowledge in our head that God says we should love our enemies and do good to those who persecute us. But if the practice that comes out of our life is one of hatred for our enemies, of using social media to mock our enemies, to belittle them, to act like a bully, then that knowledge, that information we put in our head, isn't doing us any good. You see, pressing on according to instruction says, I not only hide God's Word in my heart that I might not sin against Him, it's that I might not sin against Him part that says I'm going to do what His Word says. It's hidden into my heart, not as informational, but as transformational. And I suspect sometimes we want something like the National Day of Prayer to transform our nation without us having to change. It's a different verse this year, but many times the National Day of Prayer will use the verse out of Chronicles that talks about God hearing from heaven and healing our land. And we want that. But we struggle with emphasizing the beginning part of that verse where God says, if his people will humble themselves and seek his face and pray. We kind of fast forward, if my people will pray, then I will heal their land. But when we press on according to God's instructions, we realize that what we're seeking requires us to be transformed, not simply the nation, because we are the nation. And I know there are times it really doesn't feel that way. There are times it feels like we have no voice. But the change, I believe, that you're wanting, if you're wanting change at all, has to start in you. It has to start in me. And so this National Day of Prayer, where we're calling out to God to pour out his love, his life, his liberty, consider those three elements according to his instruction. His love is full of mercy, compassion, kindness, a love for enemies as well as friends. His life is a life of service. Jesus made it clear that he did not come to be served, but to serve. That if we want to be great in this kingdom of God, then we become a servant of all. So for God to pour out his life and we follow that instruction, we become servants. And to pour out his liberty, we view that as freedom. The text that they use talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But it seems that we interpret that according to our desire for freedom. We struggle at many times, I think, to realize that much of Paul's writings that we read, much of the writings he writes about the freedom that we have in Christ, he writes from prison. He evidently has a different view of freedom than what many of us do. You see, when God pours out his freedom through his Spirit, it's a freedom from sin. It's a freedom from the old master that we lived under. It's a freedom to do, practice righteousness. No matter what our earthly circumstances are. You see, I encourage people to participate in the National Day of Prayer today, tomorrow, the day and weeks and months after that. Follow the instructions, the pattern given to us in God's Word, and live a lifestyle of prayer that honestly calls for God to pour out his love, to pour out his life, to pour out his liberty, and live according to how he defines those terms. And watch the transformation take, not only in your life, but in the lives of those who follow your example, of those who take note of the godly example seen in you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, today I thank you that you are a God that loves us and you've called us to yourself and you have given us this privilege of prayer where we can cry out to you. I thank you that we set aside a day each year here in this nation to focus on calling out to you, a day of prayer for our land. It's my prayer that we would continue that each day that we live. That it would be more than just a check off of our calendar, that we did our good deed for today, for the year, that we ask you to heal our land, we ask you to pour yourself out and into our land. But Father, as we pray today, may we pray about your transforming spirit working in us so that the world, that our nation can see your love because they see it in us. They can see your life because they see it in us. They can see your liberty because they see it in us. And Father, may we be transformed and our nation be transformed because we continually call out to you and we press on according to the instruction of your word. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that as they learn, that they would learn not simply information, but they would desire to be transformed, to be changed into the likeness of Jesus. May your word become that transforming power in their life. As they learn, as they see it modeled in their parents and their Sunday school teachers and the adults that mentor and encourage them. Father, may we seek out godly individuals who we know are pressing on according to your instruction, and may we learn and follow their examples. But Father, even as we seek those, may we be those people for others. May we pay attention and be aware of those that are watching us. And even if we're not aware of exactly who they are, to be aware that there are people watching. And may that knowledge encourage us and motivate us to be more faithful than ever before in the way that we press on. Father, as I pray this morning, individuals that are heavy on my heart, think of Dale Mead, a missionary to Colombia, whose son passed away yesterday. And I pray for the family of Alex Mead, for Dale, and for his grief and mourning in this time. I think of my brother-in-law, Phil, who had to have emergency surgery last night. I think of so many people that are going through life day in and day out, and life is full of surprises that we don't like, that we don't want, and yet there they are. And so many people are waking up this morning having faced the unexpected overnight, or soon to face an unexpected that they're not even aware is coming. And I pray that your family, your children, your church would be the body of Christ that helps when the unexpected catches us off guard. And may we learn in those times of difficulty, may we learn that we're not alone. And in the difficult situations that we live through, may we press on according to your word, so that even in those dark moments, the light of Jesus is shining brightly. And as we live according to your word, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.